Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald, covering Husker football. Of course, the spring game this Saturday. Be able to hear it in its entirety right here on AM 590. And Sam, we were kind of talking a little bit about the list of players that are not going to participate on Saturday. And, you know, the likes of Jack Stoll, Caleb Tanner, of course, Mo Washington, you know, the two Burt kids, Henrik and Hickman, not going to play in this thing. Wandale Robinson, not going to play. At some level, it kind of stinks for fans. They're not going to be able to see these guys, but yeah, I'm assuming that the thought here is if there is any hitch in the step whatsoever, they're going to go the extra cautious route. Is that kind of the read you're getting on all this?
Yep, I think it is. They may not want to show Wandale Robinson because they don't want people to see what he can do. I think if this were a game, Robinson might play, you know, a game, but you know, they'll hold him out. It's not like he's going to be practicing for the next, you know, 4 weeks after the game. Mm-hmm. So I suspect he could probably go out there and run a few routes if he absolutely had to, but I think they tried to be smart with him. And then on the same point, you know, why show people your new toy if you don't have to?
Well, Sam, go ahead, sorry.
I don't think they will. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of it. With Spielman, he's out. Washington, you know, it is what it is.
There's probably a little bit of level of disappointment for the fans. I mean, we all get why they are doing this, but does it kind of change the optics just from some of the previous spring games as far as what people will be focused on now, knowing that some of the more attractive names won't be participating?
Yeah, I mean, I think people should be interested in how some of those defensive newcomers look, and how some of those young wide receivers look. I mean, I think that's probably the thing that I'll be watching the most. But yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure people wanted to see Robinson play. Everybody's already seen Marie, JD. So, yeah, Robinson would have been a fun attraction. Nick Henrich would have, too. And it's too bad that both of those guys are knocked out or out of it. You know, Henrich will be out for a while. And it wouldn't surprise me if Nick redshirted. Mm-hmm. That's probably what I would expect him to do. But, you know, I can tell you what I'll be watching is, you know, the battle going on in the secondary with the safety spots, inside linebacker, outside linebacker, wide receiver, definitely wide receiver. I want to see how some of those young guys go, and then the backup quarterback spot. So from my perspective, there's a lot of interesting things in this game. But from fans' perspective, I can understand that they want to go there and they want to see Wandale Robinson catch, you know, 5 or 6 passes. They want to see the new toy. So it doesn't look like that's going to happen. He's, you know, it says he's held out. I assume he is. It's too bad.
Is the name Andre Hunt, you know, how interesting is his story this spring for you, Sam? And what are you looking for or hoping to see out of him on Saturday?
Well, Andre's a good player. I mean, he was a good player in high school. And he got banged up early in camp last year, so it wasn't able to make much of an impact. I think there was probably some issues with work ethic or understanding how to block, all that stuff. But if you go back and look at Andre's high school career, he was good. I mean, and by good, I mean not just, oh wow, look at all the big plays he's making, but he could run routes. You know, he had a second gear. When he'd reach the top of the route, you know, he knew how to accelerate away from people. He's a good player. I think he could be, you know, if you were to say, well, who of the current and incoming receivers are you most excited about? I mean, Andre Hunt, I think, is up there for me, you know, outside of Wandale Robinson. So I think Hunt could be a very, very nice piece. And I think he'll have some catches on Saturday. I don't know how many. But he'll have some. And look, it's too bad Luke McCaffrey's got a green jersey on. But Luke has a lot of athletic ability. Now I don't know what that's going to look like throwing the football. I think he's got work to do as a thrower, as a passer. Mario Verduzco has said as much. But you know, Luke McCaffrey's as good of an athlete as almost maybe anybody on that team. I mean, you know, if you put Luke out at receiver, he might be one of their best receivers. So I am looking forward to seeing what Luke could do. I'm sure there'll be a couple circumstances where he gets to take off and run. I think people will be surprised at how good of a runner Luke is. Again, very, very high-level athlete. So people should overlook him. People have overlooked him really since the time he committed, but they should. He's got a lot of ability, you know. And then there's some, you know, there's some young defensive guys that I'm intrigued to see too. Interested to see what Casey Rogers can do at defensive end. That'll be interesting to watch as well.
Talking with Sam McEwen of the Omaha World Herald. Sam, not just Saturday, but it's always a good opportunity to talk about a position. I feel like we do this quite a bit in the last few years. Tight end, what we're looking for on Saturday, and I continue to hear the name Katerian Legrone brought up with somebody that maybe could actually fulfill some of that athleticism that you do see in this offense. What are you hearing about Legrone? What are kind of your overall expectations from that position alone to starting Saturday and going forward?
Yeah, so he's another one, a guy that I think has a lot of potential. Now, Katerian had to lose some weight, cut down weight a little bit, learn how to play the position the way they want to play it. But he's a good player, and I think he'll get some run on Saturday. He's probably the frame and the style of tight end they want going forward. He's not huge. He's not 6'6". He's not 6'7". 6'3.5", about 245. That's kind of what they want going forward. They want a tight end who can move in space. Now, look, they wouldn't turn down Noah Fant. They're not turning down Chris Hickman, who right. I think can be a lot like Noah Fant. But the difference is, you know, Chris is going to be 6'5", 6'5.5", and about 240. And if you can get a guy that's 6'5", and 240, all the better. But they're not looking for that 6'6", 275-pound tight end, is what I'm saying. And Legrone fits that mold pretty well. You know, and so I think they're going to try to put him maybe a little bit in the slot. They will do a lot of different things with their tight end. So they'll put him inside. They'll put him in line. They'll put him as an offset blocking back. And then they will put them out as a slot receiver. And then on occasion, they'll split him all the way out mm-hmm. and put him as sort of like a post out there. So there's a lot of different things they can do with tight ends, and I'm sure they'll use Legrone in an exciting way.
Talking to Sam McEwen of the Omaha World Herald, kind of previewing the Nebraska spring football game on Saturday. Sam, are there any guys that you look at and say, this is sort of the last chance opportunity that they have, and if you don't see something from them on Saturday, you know, chances are, you know, their Nebraska career may not amount to a whole heck of a lot. I hate to make it that definitive, but I mean, yeah. I know that there are at least a few names that have been tossed around in that conversation.
Well, you know, I mean, there's older guys that are juniors now, like Quayshon Alexander and Pernell Jefferson. And I, you know, we'll see. I mean, I can't tell you a ton about where they're at. They haven't done a lot from what I can tell. Tony Butler is probably in that conversation too. You know, John Raritan might be moving into that conversation, although he's battling a guard to try to be a starter. So there's those names. Avery Anderson, who's a senior, but I think what you're talking more about are younger guys, who might be in their second or third spring. So Jalen Bradley, I think, is one. You know, he's a running back. He'll have lots of carries on Saturday. Not necessarily with the top group. That appears to be Wyatt Mazur and Brody Bell. But Bradley will get some opportunity to make some runs, and we'll see what that looks like for him. Javon McQuitty at receiver needs to probably have a good spring game. I think, you know, he might some guys might be ahead of him, right? So I'm thinking Andre Hunt's ahead of him, Mike Williams, Jerron Woodyard. But I think they need to keep working with McQuitty, you know. Even if Cherian Chase and Jamie Nance and Demarion Houston are coming, I still think McQuitty's worth working with. Those are probably the names that I'm, you know, that you're probably looking at. Chris Walker's a sophomore, but I think he's coming along fine. And De'Andre Thomas is a sophomore, but I think he's coming along. Breon Dixon probably needs to turn it on. But I think he'll do something in the spring game. I do. I think that's starting to turn the corner quietly. And, so the first names I mentioned, those are guys that I think, you know, if you're looking about, well, that somebody, you know, potentially transfer, might want to look at some of those. But I don't think they're forcing anybody out. There's always attrition. Always attrition after spring. But I don't think it's going to be that. I don't think it's going to be so dramatic that we're like, oh man, they're going to sign another 27 man class again. I don't see that. There does come a point where like you're like, well, our depth and our experience is an issue. Like we need to have football players here, and we don't even have, you know. So I don't think you're going to see them run off 11 guys or something. That would be too many. at some point you want to keep guys in the program, so you want to make sure that you have depth and you can continue to develop players.
Well, Sam, you mentioned the attrition, too. I feel like with the amount of spring games going on this weekend, really in the next 2 weeks to kind of wrap things up, you all of a sudden start to, just as we look at who might be thinking about other options in Nebraska, who might Nebraska be keeping their eye on? Do you feel like there's going to be a lot of that compared to maybe the last year or the last couple of years in the transfer market and with the portal and everything?
I think they could add one or two. One of these guys that's coming in for a visit this weekend is Jakeem Green, and he's not a transfer. He's a junior college guy, and they could add him on the defensive line. Now that would be a luxury ask. I don't know if they absolutely need a defensive end the way they need an inside linebacker, or the way they probably could use a big wide receiver. But I do think, Jakeem Green is a 2019 aft, so he'd be interesting. I think they're going to look at the transfer market. There may be a center out there, although I think they're probably better off just rolling with the center they got. There's probably a couple pieces in there where they've got to try to assess what's out there, what can come in, who can come in and fit in right away, or somebody who you're like, we can add this guy and he can sit for a year and marinate, whatever you want to call it. I could see them doing that with an inside linebacker, somebody who's a sophomore somewhere else and be a junior next year. And because they'll have Muhammad Berry will be leaving and all that. I could see that. But I don't, as it stands right now, their scholarship is at 85. If Jakeem Green added the program, it'd be at 86. Now there's just not that many guys they can add. There just isn't. I think they're up to adding 27 right now in the cycle. And I think that includes Desmond Bland. So I guess maybe there are 26. So they can't add a bunch of guys. They'll run out of scholarships according to the NCAA rules. So, at most they can add a couple. And I'm not sure they'll add two or three. They might add one, and they might add this Jakeem Green. But I think their roster's in pretty good shape, honestly. Even if they have attrition, even if they lose four or five guys, I think they're in pretty good shape. I just don't have as many, longstanding concerns with their roster construction right now. Frost and his people, Jared Lambrecht and those guys, they've done a pretty good job, frankly, in 18 months of putting this thing together. And they're very young in a lot of spots, and I think they'll continue to work on it. But they're in pretty good shape, actually.
Sam McKeown of the Omaha World Herald. Sam, appreciate it. Enjoy the scrimmage on Saturday.
I'll try. Take care, guys.
You too.